Welcome everyone to The Secret is Work. My name is Kirkland.
And I am Princess.
And welcome to episode number 4 of The Secret is Work. Yes. We're calling this one Networking 101. And so today we just wanted to talk to you guys about why we feel networking is so important at any stage in your business. I'll say for me today, I just had a photo shoot with one of my new clients, which I absolutely love all her photos. And oh my God, wait till you guys see her photos and her videos. You guys are going to die. But anyway, so today we were talking about networking because she's a new blogger and she's trying to, you know, figure out how to get into the space. She also wants to start an online store. She does make things, which I'm always excited about people who make things because I'm jealous. Like, I don't want to make anything. But so we were talking about networking today and I was telling her, like, a year into my business is when I started networking. And I can only imagine that if I started networking on day number one, where I'd be today. I think the moment that I decided to step from behind the keyboard, go to these events that people always like, this networking event, you know, some people have like negative connotations of going to network events. To me, I'm like, if my audience is there, I want to be there if I can. Because even if you connect with one person in the room, that one person may be the key to unlocking the next level of your business. And the goal of, if you're a for-profit business, your business goal is to make money if you're a for-profit. So I definitely think that networking is a amazing way to propel your business forward in a faster way than just the online presence. Because people, when they connect with you in person and then they see the work online, it's like two pieces of the puzzle just come together for most people. And they're willing to say, oh, you're looking for something? Oh, I know someone so-and-so does that. You know, so I think that's why networking is really, really, really important. What you think, Princess?
Networking is so important, you guys. You have no idea. Personally, like Kirkland, networking have changed my business, the way I do business, the way I network. I've been covering events. I started covering events May of 2016, and it really changed my life. I have met all type of people. I have met people I never thought I'll ever meet.
That's another thing too. If you can't afford to meet people in these big events, when you go to networking mixers and those people are there, that's your opportunity.
Yeah. And for me, and believe it or not, I am shy. I'm not really good at just walking up to people and start conversations. So what I did, something that worked for me when 2016, I made a goal. I wanted to attend more events, network more. So what I did was I decided, you know what? I am going to cover events. I have a camera. I am going to grab that baby and I am going to reach out to people and take photos for them at the events. And that allowed me, not only do I get to talk to every single person in the room, every single person in the room remember me because I was the girl that was taking the photos. And then a couple of days later, they will see them on social media. So networking events for me, it wasn't just, okay, I'm just going to get out there and meet everyone. I find what worked for me. So we're telling you to network, but there's a science to it. You have to find what worked for you and how it worked for you. So I normally tell people, if you're going to attend an event, look at the guest list. A lot of time, you know, they have a flyer out, they have tagged the people that's going to the event, they create a Facebook invite. So see who's attending the event and make a note of who you want to meet, who you want to network with. So when you get there, you won't be trying to meet every single person. You have one person or a couple of people in mind you want to meet, you want to network. you want to network with. It's not about meeting everyone in the room. It's about meeting someone you feel like that you can, one, help you grow your business, you can become friends with, you can become business besties, whatever the case may be. So attending events might definitely change your business and help you grow. So it's definitely something you should look into and see how you can incorporate into whatever it is that you do.
I definitely agree. That's another thing. So let's talk about strategy. So like Princess said, whenever you have an event, see who's on the guest list. See who is going to be there and make not only a mental note, but if you really want to get like real to the nitty gritty, do your research on that person. So when you walk up to them, you have something to talk about. Something that is of like interest that you can spark a natural conversation instead of that forced, oh, hi, my name is Kirkland, what do you do? Like, instead of having that conversation, you guys can talk about something more specific that will draw the person in a type of way that you can have a conversation that at the end either leads to let's follow each other online or here's my number, take my number, like let's connect over coffee or something. So that's definitely one of the strategy. Another strategy is, there's two parts to this. So in my back of my mind, I believe you shouldn't be the person that wants to talk to everybody in the room. But then another part of me feels like that's a strategy in itself to try to make little 2-minute conversations with all the people in the room. And then once you did that, you kind of get another feel for their personality. So you like double back around and kind of like hone in on the people that you want to build like a stronger relationship with. So that is a strategy in itself. I mean, I know it might not be the most conventional one, but you know, if it works, use it. That would be my suggestion on specific tips on how to network.
Yeah, and another thing you can do is when you know you are meeting these people, you are the whole key is to network with them and possibly collaborate or, you know, do something together. So one thing I will do, it depends who I've met at the event, because I'm covering the events, a lot of events, I meet a lot of people. So I do pick and choose the key people I feel like we can actually work together, whether it's covering an event for them, you know, taking photos for them, collaborate on my blog or on the blog, whatever the case may be, send a follow-up email. So don't just sit here and collect all these business cards and then come home and do nothing. Send a follow-up email and don't just be like, hey, it was nice to meet you last night. That's why I'm saying there's no need to meet every single person, because you wanna send out these, you know, don't just copy and paste. Send a personalized follow-up email to each person you've met. Say, hey, I am Princess. It was so nice meeting you at the specific event last night. Our conversation about was great. I'm looking forward to whatever. So be very specific. Don't just be
that's
like,
the blueprint, oh, y'all. Y'all better take it.
It was good to meet you. It was nice meeting you last night. You know, just be very specific. Be very clear. And that they will remember you because you remember a conversation you had. And of course, another thing is when you follow these people on social media, you know, interact with them, engage mm-hmm. with them. Don't just follow them just to follow.
Like and comment.
Like and comment and talk to them. Repost their things. Start supporting them so you guys can. I've made business friends of social media. I've got business of social media of people I've met at an event. I've been invited to cover other events because after we met, whether I send a follow-up email or not, we follow each other on social media and I am engaging with them. So those are the two things I will share right now.
Oh, I have so much more now she's talking. I thought of things. Okay. So I think one of the things is also on another strategy that I would put into place is when you make these strategic follow-ups, offer yourself to service of them. I think one of the main things I learned is in all my failed businesses before, ask people how you can be of service to them before you ever ask anything of them. So when you having these conversations with people and, you know, you get more personal and you guys exchange information, whether that be email addresses or phone number, or you start talking online, like she said, reposting someone's post is a part of being of service to them. You know, supporting their events. If they're having something, go to their event, show up, build relationship like that. Because over time, one event will lead you to the next event. So if you ever feel like you don't know where to start, just pick one thing. And that one thing will lead you to something else. Because I guarantee you, when you go to that event, people are going to be talking about the next thing they go into, the next thing they're doing. Because if you're at a networking event, the point is to network. So you're going to, somebody's going to be talking about their next event that they're doing. So you, and of course, if like-minded people are in a room, more than likely, whatever that event is going to be within that same realm of things. So for example, like if I go to a men's fashion mixer, more than likely the guys there are going to be talking about whatever the next thing they're doing in fashion. So if I want to make a connection, I'll go to that next event. And so going from one event to the next is what builds relationship, because eventually you're going to start seeing the same people over and over again. And that is really where you people start to feel like, oh, I like this person. What are they doing? Like, I want to collaborate on this blog post, or a brand just reached out to me and I know you're a photographer. Do you want to shoot me for this look? So, well, at least that's how it happens for me. But so I really feel like understanding that you don't have to have all the answers. Just go to that first event. Be strategic about how you're going to network with people. Do the follow-up. Be of service to them. And the next thing will lead you to the next thing, to the next thing. And eventually, like a snowball, you will gain more snow and go down the hill with force. In terms of this, I mean, it'll, you know, bring you clout in the, I would say, networking, blogging. I guess this actually matters for any space. It's not just about blogging, actually. Right. This works for any space that you're in.
And, okay, so how to find these events? Good question.
That's a good question. Where do you find them?
Okay, well, I know how to find these events. One thing, when you attend events, right? So, they're normally collecting an email list. Get on that email list. So, you will get on the next event. And another thing is, one thing I did was, I started working with the PR girl. So, they stopped putting me on the email list. So, when you attend an event, normally, if there's a PR person there, she's collecting emails. Mm-hmm. Or once you
because she needs them, a group of media to send emails out to get
invite to come to the event. So, definitely, get on the PR girls, and when you and yeah, it doesn't take anything PR to guys. Google PR guys. Yes, I haven't worked with a PR guy, but there's plenty out there, I guess. Kirkland will know. So yeah, so definitely, you know, yes, I actually get on social media, you know, pull up the hashtag for your city, do Atlanta events, plenty of events will come up. Ooh, and yes, get the flyer, go, you know, follow the person. And once you go from one event, a lot of people that have events, they always putting on events, right? Mm-hmm. So and sometimes I used to do upcoming events that I have coming up, which I cover a good amount of events. I used to do
what happened to that section?
Upcoming events that I'm covering, which is why I also need my, you know, when I get invited to an event. But so I'm thinking of bringing it back. So not just the events I'm covering, but anyone that's having an upcoming event, I'm actually going to get that. That's more content for me. So, and then, you know, more content for my audience. So that's something I'm going to bring back. So definitely, if you're looking for events, other than checking out iam.princess.com, shameless plug, definitely, you know, use social media, you know, look for these PR girls or men, PR people in your city, and see what they got going on. Get on the email list, and see what events they have coming up. That's, and another thing is, don't try to go to every single thing. If you, it's probably be a better fit if you're trying to go to the event that's related to your audience, related to your niche, related to what you're doing. Trying to attend every event and all events, yes, you will meet all kind of people at the same time. Be be specific. Be very clear with your leader. We've talked about setting clear intentions. So when you're attending events, be very clear of what you want out of that event. So when you're looking for an event, don't just go to everything and anything. Be very specific. Be clear. You know what you want and go get it, girl.
And guy.
Okay, so, you speak for the guys. I speak for my girls. How's that?
No.
Thank you.
How about we talk for everybody? Anywho.
It's my entire audience are women. I'm used to seeing girls. I'm just used to seeing, get it, girl. I got you, ladies.
I got you, bro. So, this week, I don't think we got a listen letter this week. I mean, I can check, but I don't think so.
I got a question. I have a question from...
Oh, wait. I got news for y'all. So, for all my Android listeners... listeners.
You can have a shit at the
end. All my listeners... Oh, okay. So...
Well, I do have a question... What is it? For my Shots Ask Princess every Tuesday. Okay, I wanted to answer that question. Dapper Gent XL.
Alex
asks, what drives you, right? So, personally, so I guess we each can share what drives us.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, my answer to him, you know, I guess I just let you guys know what drives me. Personally, I feel like my passion for what I do, my passion for fashion, and of course, I always say passion is my superpower and love is my strength. So, it's like my passion for what I do. I love fashion. I love playing dress up. I love taking photos. I've been taking photos.
Oh my since. God. Do she love taking photos?
I've been taking photos. Be having me out here
taking 5,000 photos and she ain't gonna pick 10 of them.
I've been taking photos since high school days. I remember I used to have that, you know, those cameras my bag. That
I used to get on my nerves with those.
I didn't just take pictures of myself. I love taking pictures of other people too. So honestly, I don't know why I didn't go to school to become a photographer a long time ago, but so my passion for fashion and pictures is something that's always been with me. So what drives me really truly is my passion for what I do and the love, you know, love. I do have a whole lot of love for people. I love seeing people who just going for what they want out of life and really, really working hard. those are the people I truly love. Not that I don't love the people who's out here making excuses. I'm just not going to deal with you. But the people who are out here trying and trying every single day, who really trying to make something, grow something, build something, I truly have so much love and so much passion for those people. So really and truly, that's what drives me. I've always been my own motivation. Like I promise you, at the end of the day, I do get inspiration here and there, but I am my biggest motivation. I'm not married. I don't have any kids. So I do what I do. I was always the motivation. I do it for me.
Okay, Kanye.
So at the end of the day, that's what drives me.
You drive, see? Okay,
good. I am my biggest motivation. I am my drive. So passion and love is what really truly drives me.
I'm going to be honest. What drives me actually is... This might be a bit narcissistic. I don't care, really. But what drives me, actually, especially with what I'm doing now, shooting, you know, big and tall men. Or, I'm sorry, we're replacing that word with XL contributors.
XL influencers.
I'm sorry, influencers. Contributors, influencers.
Reginal says influencers. XL.
Reginal says influencers, so I guess we going with that. But what drives me is really seeing the looks on the guys' faces when I take a photo and a guy looks at me and looks at the photo in a way that you can tell that he's never felt better. Like, that really makes my soul sing. Or when I'm shooting... you know, one of our curvy divas, and they look at the camera and be like, "Oh, that's it." That really drives me. You so guys what have no
what
idea.
What about when you're shooting JoJo and I? What do you get?
right now we talking about my peoples, remember? Yeah, thanks. So that's what drives me.
Okay.
You asked me what drives me. That's what drives me. What drives me is to get to a place in fashion where the question is not where, the question isn't, I don't have enough places to shop, but now I have too many to shop. I have to narrow them down. So now I can start getting specific in a way that truly right now I feel like us big guys and the tall guys and the big and tall guys, you know, we don't have a lot of room. If we don't like a brand, it's kind of hard to disassociate yourself from the brand because the way that there's not enough options. So I think for me, what drives me is to see the day that we have a plethora of options to pick from and we can start weeding through the companies that we don't either like the experience of shopping there or we feel like they're not genuine with their, because I do feel, I talk to a lot of big and tall guys, and I get the idea, big and or tall guys, and I get the idea that some of them feel like brands are jumping on a wagon, like, oh, it's hot right now, let me jump in and get my coins. Like, people, brands aren't necessarily, like, throwing their full weight, and when I say weight, I mean money, in terms of, you know, getting the big and tall models, making sure their clothes look right on us. I think a lot of them are just doing it because it's the in thing. So I think what drives me is to see that day come, in terms of fashion. And then in terms of selfness, I strive to see the day where more of us have more confidence. We walk with our head held high. We engage our core, as my friend Asha would say. Those things is what drive me. So we're going to take it right on into the business of the week. See, you thought we didn't have one, but we got one.
Baby cakes.
Yes, we're going to talk about Big Baby Cakes.
Big Baby Cakes. That's such a cute name.
It is. So my other really good friend, William, just started a business, and he calls it Big Baby Cakes. You got to ask him why he came up with that name. I don't know where he got the name from.
Because he's a big baby, and he likes cakes.
Great.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Anyway, so he started a bakery with these cakes that are so good. They're so yummy. But he moved to New York, so I can't eat them anymore. But if you guys are in the New York area, you want to support the friend, go over to Instagram and go to Big Baby Cakes. And you will find his page. And you guys can order. He has his email address in the bio.
Good job. Which is
bigbabycakes@gmail.com. So you guys hit Big Baby Cakes up and tell him that we over here at The Secret is Work sent you. So he can, you know, feel the love. But anyway. So moving right along into our final thoughts. We have reached the end. This is a short one, guys. We're not finna, you know, take you into the extended 40-minute reach like we did last week.
I'll go first. So,
what's your final thoughts?
My final thought is about a conversation I just had with Kirkland, because he's being a big baby. I think don't be afraid of promoting yourself. Like, whatever you're working on, share it. At the end of the day, it's one to me. I always feel like when you, no one can pay you if they don't know what you're selling.
That's true.
No one can pay you if you not, if they can't find it. So whatever you're working on, whatever you have, whatever you offering, whatever, whether it's free, whether it's a free download, whether it's you a photographer, you a blogger, you whatever you serving, whatever you selling, whatever you giving, promote the heck out of it. Share it on social media. Send out the emails. How else you promote? Send out the email. Share it on social media. When you meet people in person, yes, tell them Kirkland and I, we are both photographers. I have no problem.
Well, in person, sharing, I don't have that problem.
Sharing my pictures online. If you follow me, you did not know I'm a photographer, then I'm doing a bad job. You know I'm a photographer. You know I am a blogger. You know I had an online store. You know I'm out here doing the most. So you definitely will see what I'm up to. So if you have anything you're selling, share it. Let me know. Let us know. And you know, sometimes some people did not support you because they really truly did not know. It's not because they're trying to be that friend that's just refused to support you or your followers who refuse to buy from you. Simply they did not know. So if you don't have an email list, get yourself one. Send out an email at least once a week of what you're selling. If you're not promoting on social media, Kirkland, of you just blasting your services, please share them and tag me in them.
Well, I think my final thought is going to be, she's right. So get ready to see a whole lot of promotion from me next week and the week after and forever. I mean, I don't really know if it's so much scared. I really just feel like I want to find a way that it feels authentic to me. Because I also don't want to get into the habit of doing things just because I'm supposed to do it because I have a business. I actually want to get into the habit of doing things because it feels authentic to me. And that way, when it comes across to you, it feels like it came from me and not... Like, I don't ever want people to feel like my Instagram or my Facebook feels like a machine that's just pumping out things. Like, I think that's really what it's been, me finding my voice. So, needless to say, I found my voice. So, I'm going to do it. So, that would be my final thought, because I don't really have a final thought this week. I'm not going to lie, guys. It's been a lot.
Okay.
But, to wrap things on up, I spent a little bit of time it's Sunday now, so last week, working on getting our podcast into new places. So I just got the email yesterday. For all my Google fans out there, if you have an Android device, we are now in the Google Play Store, so you can download our podcast. So you have no excuses now why you can't listen to our podcast, which is now on Google Play and on Apple's iPod. Why do I want to say iPod? On Apple's podcast app. And we're on SoundCloud. No, it's not. It's called podcast.
I know, but I think people will say, follow us on iTunes.
I guess. You just go to the podcast app and search for The Secret is Work. Well, clearly, if you listen to this, you already found it. So, hey. Now we're going to get
into... if you have find it, which means you should definitely leave us a review.
That's where I was going next. She didn't want to let me get there. Go ahead. Because we never say that. So I never say that. I apologize. So leave us a review. It truly, truly helps us get found by new people. Your comments, your listens pushes us to the top of the list. And that business list is hard to crack. Because if you see that top 10, those are heavy hitters. So the more you guys comment, the more you guys share us, the more you guys talk about us on social, the higher we rank in the business class. And we really, really trying to get this little podcast into the ears of everyone that can listen to us. So thank you so much for doing that. And you can follow me at everywhere at XL Tribe. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, that's Twitter. And you can go to the website xltribe.com and view all my gorgeous work that I do, you know. And some of I Am Princess work, because you know she shoots me too. But you know, go ahead.
Okay, first off, only I Am Princess shoots you. Definitely I Am Princess everywhere. I Am Princess on Twitter, IG, Facebook, and IAM.princess.com is my blog, so follow me. Let's create magic. I am Princess, and I will talk to you next week.